process on the other Shane of us, I'm sure, follows. Okay, Rabbi. Yesterday, we started the tshuva of the Halachas Ketanos. The Halachas Ketanos says a tremendous chiddush. Tremendous chiddush that drinking on Yom Kippur, if you drink water, drinking on Yom Kippur is an Issa D'Oraisa, one of the Hameshi Nuyim. And everyone agrees that Achil Lashti is a D'Oraisa. Shari Nuyim was a Machlokas. But everyone agrees that Achil Lashti is a D'Oraisa. But Halachas Ketanos says a tremendous Chiddush that if you drink water on Yom Kippur, that maybe only a Derabbanan. Wow. Well, because it's not Zon. It's not Zon. It doesn't provide nutrition. That's his hitch. What? Is it healthy, what do you say? No, I mean, it's not a question of healthy, it's a question of whether it's, what's its nutritional value. Yeah, but that, does that mean that it's a shtiyah that was, that provides the nutrition? There could be a lot of healthy things, but that doesn't mean that that's the shtiyah that the Torah is referring to. So the Halachas Ketanos says if you drink water on Yom Kippur, you only violate an Issa D'Rabbanan. That's a huge chiddush. Huge. Yeah. Do you want to say something? And he quotes from, you know, different sources, the Rambam and the Perish Mishnayis. On page 5, it says, when he's speaking about Erevin, right, we discussed that you can make an Erev, Erev Tchumen, but you can't use, you can't do it with a bottle of water. Ein roishi yadover mizeh ha'erev elva macholim. V'amayim ha'melech einam min ha'mezonos. Aval ha'molichim ha'mozim l'mkom mosov ha'yiduos. He says it can't be. Water takes the mozon and brings it through the body, but it itself is not mozon. And since it's not zon, and you can't use the vilchas erevim, maybe you're not chayv karis and Yom Kippur. And then the Rabbeinu Chananel, as well, they quote, I think the Halachas Ketanos quotes, he quotes this Rambam, and then it's also, they quote the Rabbeinu Chananel. There's a footnote here. The Rabbeinu Chananel says on page 9, Rav Amafil came in Mayim Shebashar Mekomos. Yeah. Shein HaMayim Sodim, third line on page 10. Ein HaMayim Sodim Kemine Machal. Water does not have the same satiation as food does. El Ikash Diyosim Kein Refuahi. It's like a refuah. In other words, you need it. It helps the body be healthy. But that doesn't mean it's like a regular type of ochel. It's like a refuah. L'fiach ha-shiyuron b'refuah. In other words, where we discuss how much, in other words, the Gemara in the Mishnah on page 6 discusses the din of Hotzah. Right? You're not allowed to carry something from Yeshus HaYochid to Yeshus HaRabim on Shabbos. And now how much is it? How big is the thing to make it a Isser Skila? How big is the item? So the Mishnah says, Hamotzi Yayin, if you take wine out in the Rishus HaRabim, it's Kedei Mezigas HaKos. There's the amount of a kos of wine. Whereas if you take something too insignificant, so that's less than the shear. It's not going to be Chayiv Skila. And so how much is it for wine? It's the amount that you would, you know, I told you, the Zman Chazal, wine was so strong that if you didn't dilute it, you can't make a Bar Priya Goffin. You'd make a Bar Priya Eitz on wine, because that's not, because the idea that wine gets a special bracha because it's especially chashuv is only because what? It's edible, it's drinkable. And it was only drinkable 3/4, 75% water, 25% wine. Bezman Chazal. Today, if you would do that today, according to certain shitas, you'd make a shahakal. You'd make a shahakal according to the certain shitas. I discussed in the shir that I gave on Friday in the Riverdale that Moshe Halevi writes that Ashkenaz Sfardim require rov yayin bezman hazeh. You know, 51% wine, 49% water, you make a bar pirah gofen, but less than that, then not. Then it'll make, if it's only 40% wine, then 60% water would be shahakal. And the Ashkenazim, as Moshe Levy pointed out, based on the Ramah, you need that it shouldn't be batel in 6-to-1 proportion, so you need 15% wine to 85%, then you can make a bar pirah gofen. Less than 15%, then you can't. Well, what's the percentage of, you mean the light, the Kedem light? He's here, the Kedem light. No, what does it say on your phone, the Kedem light? What's the percentage? It's 2/3, the Kedem light? Healthy, but I want to know what.
I think the Ruvai
Yom. It's 2/3, so it's Rove. So it's Rove. So then the Svarim. Two thirds wine, 1/3 water, is that what you're saying?
Yeah. I think so.
So.
It says Laval, 2/3 as many calories as regular. Now it says Laval, so. So 2 is many calories, that speaks 2/3 of their grape juice, and 1/3 is water. So that's the reason.
Well, that's a whole discussion, yeah. So one second. So how much... So Hamotzi Yayin Kedei Mezigas HaKos, Shemen, Eivakot, Mayim, how much water do you have to take out in the street to violate the Isser? So you know what does the Mishnah say? Kedei Loshuv Behem HaSakilor. Whereas if you want to put some type of... some type of medicine or something in your eye. So you have to what? You have to first put some water in it to make it more watery. Then you put it in your eye. It's like eye drops. So it's interesting. So that the shear of water to carry has to be a chashivas for water. So the chashivas of water is its medicinal value in eye drops. So he wants to say from there, you see that it's more of like sort of like a refuah type of thing. Obviously, you can drink water on Shabbos, so it's not like, you know, but It's not a Muslim type of thing. And therefore, he says that so therefore, on Yom Kippur, it's not a Muslim, and it's only a Darabbanan. Is that, one second. And this is Rabbeinu Chananel saying this. Ikir shishtiyosim ke'ein refuahi leficha shiurin kerefuah. Wow. This is not just the halachas ketana. I mean, nothing wrong with the halachas ketanas, but I'm just saying, this is Rabbeinu Chananel. Called Dvar of Divrei Kabbalah. You know, you don't machaveka Rabbeinu Chananel so easily. Called Dvar of Divrei Kabbalah, we say. From North Africa, right? Rabbeinu Chananel from North Africa. The scholars point out. From North Africa. Yeah, so Rabbeinu Chananel here in Shabbos. Rabbeinu Chananel Shabbos. And Dafai Chesam Aleph says that water is not really so much a regular type of ochel. It is an ochel. It is a matzke. I mean, it's a matzke. But he says that you see that in halacha, when they are putting together the shear of liquid, that if you carry it into the street on Shabbos, you would consider the Mechal Shabbos has to do with its refuah abilities. So you see that it's even drinking water is it sounds like a shtickle pilpul. You know, I would expect them more in some, you know, Akron saying this, but it's a Rabbeinu Chananel. El ikish diyosin kei refuah leficha shiurin kerefuah. It's an interesting taich. So that's similar to this Rambam. This Rambam in the Perish Mishnayos. That's what the footnote here says. So that he's treating it like the Rambam says in the Perish Mishnayos, here on page five, the Perish Mishnayos in Erevin. Okay, and then he has more rayas. Then he has here. He's looking in the footnote here on page 12. This is the new halachas ketanas. If you want to get a halachas ketanas, this is the one you should get. The new printing. Might be something good to... I don't think you have to know every halakas ketanas. It's not like the Truma Sadeshin. But if you, it's always interesting, the halakas ketanas. You know, it's an interesting read. So he wants to bring a raya from, you know, those halakas. Then he says, a raya sheinu shehevi rabbeinu megmar biyuma shemozgul rab gidol mayim b'chometz. That they put water in the chometz. water in the vinegar. Yeah, if you want to see him, page 14. Yeshke ein rival zeh mehay de meisi hosim, fourth line. Darsh of Gidl ein loch Rebbe, the Amar Hashos Chometz Chayev, on page 14, on the fourth line. The Amar Hashos, Rebbe says, Hashos Chometz Chayev. Hashon enough ki kulam first Rashi nosdu b'mayim. They put water in the Chometz l'hatish kochu, b'shosu chola, and they drank it. In other words, the Chometz alone is very sharp, so you can't drink it. So they put water in the Chometz. Shomer Rav Gidl Ikbid. Amri Eimed Amri Ana Dievet, l'chatchila mi Amri. He says, I only mean that b'dievet. B'chatchila, to do such a thing? Emer de Amri Porta, Tuva mi Amri? Emer de Amri Chai, Mozig mi Amri? In other words, he says, Rav Gidl says, here, I'll show you the whole Gemara here, on Payalis, if you have a Gemara here on Payalis. In Yuma. Pei Aleph. Pei Aleph on the base. Here. You look here, Pei Aleph on the base. Oh, it's on page 2 in the packet. Okay, page 2 in the packet, if you want to see it as well. Yeah, let's look at the bottom of page 2. Shosha Sir Umarayas Potter. So if you drink on Yom Kippur, Sir, those are the sharp juice, right? Like the sharp fish juice, brine. So those are very sharp. So if you drink that on Yom Kippur, you're Potter. Hachometz, but if you drink vinegar, Chayiv, because that's not as sharp. Mani Rebihi. This is the opinion of Rebbe. Tani Rebbe, Omer Chometz Meshi V'Sanefesh. The Chometz, that's, if you drink Chometz, then you Chayiv. So Dorash of Gidl, Bar Menashe, Mibiri Dinorash, Ein Halacha K'Rebbe. The Halacha is not like Rebbe. Because Rebbe is the one who said that what? That you're chayiv on a chometz. He's saying the halacha is not like Rebbe. Why? Because even chometz is not really something you drink. But as Gemar said first, that the Mishnah says seer marayas, that's too sharp. That's for sure. But chometz you chayiv. And then he says that ain't a lacha k'rebi. L'shon anafki kuli alma mozgu v'shosu chala. So Rav Gidl said the halacha is not like Rebbe. It was Rebbe says yichayev on chometz. Rav Gidl says no, the halacha is not like Rebbe. So you know what they did the next year? They all drank vinegar on Yom Kippur. Shabbat Rav Gidl. So Rav Gidl, because Rav Gidl said halacha is not like Rebbe. Rebbe says chayiv. He says the halacha is not like Rebbe. So we should follow Rav Gidl. So Rav Gidl was saying ikpid amar aimed the army on a diyevid. I always said diyevid. If you did it, you're not chayiv koris. I didn't mean that everyone should go ahead and start drinking vinegar on Yom Kippur. Eimed Amri Anapurta. Tuva mi Amri. And I only meant a little bit. Not a lot. Eimer de Amr Anachai. And I only meant what? If you have it, what? Not diluted. Because they did mozgu. You have to realize a big yesod, Rabosai, that maziga, we people think maziga means to pour. Maziga means to dilute. Because that's why there's a big thing in Hilchas Nida about mazigas hakos, whether you're allowed to pour wine for your wife. So some poskim, Saba Rebbe has a little truth about that, that it could be the Isser is not pouring the wine. It could be it's only when you make a dilution, for a concoction for her. So you're doing it just to pour, as though they're chiba like that. Even though people are machmir, but Saba Rebbe has a whole truth about that. So they were mozig the kos, so that means they made the what did they do? They made the vinegar even more tasty, more edible. So Rebbe Gittel said, what'd you do? I just said, the halacha is not like Rebbe. And then you made a feast out of it for the next Yom Kippur? Oh, so now, so it says the halacha's ketanus. You should know halacha's ketanus, but you know, I'll still speak to you if you don't know all the halacha's ketanus. I'll still give you a shalom aleichem. So he says, now back on page 14. Darish Rav Gidl, ain't a lucky Rebbe. Some of the Chotzer Chometz Chayim. The Shadar Daf, who we have a first, Dotsu Gubba Abayim, the Hatish Kof, the Shadar Chalot. So they all, the next year, they were serving, during the break, on Yom Kippur, they were serving vinegar with water. So Rav Gittel was angry. He said, I just said that the Eved, you're not Chayiv Ski, the Chorus. I didn't mean that everyone should make a feast about it. Eimed Amri report to Tuba Miyamri. Eimed Amri Achai, Mazu Miyamri. Miyata Kosha, Tepik Lebe Shemayim. So the question is, but how did they do that? The Halachas Katana says, okay, in other words, he said it was Mutter, but what's the heter to put water in it? Is it water in Issa to drink water on Yom Kippur? So even though he paskin that you could have, you're not chayiv on vinegar, but here they put water in. So how could they do that? So iamid bishlam amayim derabbanon. So if mayim is only derabbanon, savi derabbanon mevatel nisla chatchila. Mayim levad lo yushos. So zim diodum dosim derabbanon. If it would be the Raisa, so then what's the Havamina? So it must be that since Mayim is only the Rabbanon, they figured they can Mevatel Mayim in the Chometz. Beautiful Diyuk. You see, Ikpid means, you know, I'm annoyed at you for doing that. Rav Gidl was Ikpid. He was machpid. He was annoyed. But he didn't say he was angry. Volkoma rosach. Kpeid v'alma, because they were violating a derabbanan. Wow. Because water is the Rabbanon, according to the Halachas Ketanas. So he says, you see from there, that he wants to bring that as another raya, that water is only the Rabbanon, because the fact that they... How did they do such a thing? What was the Havamina? That they're going to put water in. So it must be that water is only the Rabbanon. So they thought, now levat all the water. And if it is in the Rabbanon, maybe you can be Vatel Lechatchila. So that's what they did. And then, he was not happy with that. But it uses too much of a mild Lashon, Ikpid. Should have said, Rosach! What, are you crazy? It's an interesting deal. What? Shomer Rav Gidl v'Ikpid. does it say? Does it usually say rasach?
Yeah,
it's not usually the lashon, but it's an interesting diuk. I wouldn't say it's the end all and be all of diukim, but you know. So that was another raya that water on Yom Kippur is only drabanas. So this is his thesis, that water on Yom Kippur is only drabanan, and we'll see, there are other poskim that argue with him, but just to understand, you know, so first he quotes that Rambam, and they point out the Rabbeinu Hananel, that it's not really a muzzle. Now others argue, the Michas Elazar argues with this. He quotes it, and then he quotes that Gemara with Rav Gidl on page 17. So he says he doesn't think the whole raya is a good raya, because once the water is mixed with the chometz, so then the water is like chometz. You don't view it as two separate things, is the chometz and the water. It's mixed together. So now it's considered chometz mozuk. Because when you put water with wine, it's not that we have water and we have wine. It's now one new concoction. So he says, so that's the Havamin of what they thought. Once they heard last year that chometz is not chayev, so now they made chometz mazuk. And he says, fakir. The Michas Elazar says, fakir. From this Gemara you see just the opposite. Because why does the Mishnah say what does Rav Gidl say? Hashosu chometz, it's not also karis. He should have said a bigger chiddush, that even if you have water, it's not also. Rav Gidl said, Rav says it's also karis, chometz, vinegar. Rav Gidl says you're not also karis. But Rav Gidl should have said a bigger chiddush, that you can even drink water. You can even drink water. So why did he have to say you can drink chometz? And he only meant it b'di'evit. He should say drink water. So it must be that it's not true, that you can't drink water on Yom Kippur. Chometz b'di'evit, but water you can't even drink. That's number one. And number two, it says from that Perish Mishnayis, the Raya from the Perish Mishnayis, he says, the beginning of the next paragraph, he says, because the Perish Mishnayis says that the water is not a muzzle, you can't make an Eruv with water. He says, Arai Shevi, Malikude Aloch, Kethaloch, Ketanis, Medivre, Perish Mishnayis, Rai Klishta, it's a Shvacha Raya. See, Eruv, what is Eruvin about? Eruvin is about where do I live, Al Pidin. So you could say, if I have a good food over there, I am where my food is. That's the sort of Eruvin. I am where my food is. But you have to have some kishmak food to say that. If there's a bottle of water, you know, that's not where I am. First day. So that's why the Gabi Eruv Tchumin, the Shani Takonas Chacham Shetigdu Be'Eruvin, she Shituvim Mavuos, Shlosh Adar Mavai, or for Eruv Chatzeres, where everyone's considered living there where their food is. But you don't say that. Only something that's mamish, mezoinis, mamish. But you can't bring a raya of all ein malichas and mezoinis. Of all ein raya mized the ein bahem yisakaris miyam kippur mishum the ein mazun klal. Kulu chach ve'erafim kemi sheish b'mayim harbei chalokim b'idi demezer ha'odam. Kami yish harbei ma'ayonis mayim sheish b'mayim chalokim kol chach ha'chei merapos ha'odam. He says, the scientists, they... He said, you can't bring a raya. Kamahim upitrios. You can't use for a sheet of nevuos. So what are those about? Mushrooms? So you mean this... So if this is true, if I would eat mushrooms the whole day on Yom Kippur, would anyone say, I'm potter mikaris? Of course not. So then... So you see, just because you can't use it for an Erev doesn't mean that that's the standard for you, for Yom Kippur. And then, I didn't see this. Ve'isi. The Sefer Divrei Yosef. The Halakha Divrei Yosef! La Rav Marie Schwartz, Yerushalayim, Chelik Pardes, Shebona Diuk, Al Divrei Halachas Chtaras, and Al Daito Gam Shose, Mayim Litzimon, Biyom HaKippur, and Potter Vikaris. Wow. He wants to say, this is going a little far. He says, even if you're thirsty and you drink water and you're kippur, he wants to claim that the halachas katanas would say that you're not chayiv karis. Because it's only mavriya chari. The Ferrari. So mavriya chari. You're just fording away negativity. Meaning thirst is negativity. You want to thwart away the thirst. Wow. But he thinks it's good. The Michal Salazar dismisses it. That's what I was thinking about. Sometimes this happens. Once in a while, it happens to people. And when I was reading this tshuva, usually not on Yom Kippur it doesn't happen because you're in shul the whole day, but sometimes it can happen here in YU. In the middle of fast day, and then for a second you forget, and then you go to the water fountain and you drink some water. Right, but they don't know, you know what I mean? And then you kick yourself. it's Shivosa Matamas today, or whatever. So when I was reading this, the tshuva of Halachas Katanas, I said, okay, maybe at least you have, I'm not saying that we paskin like this, or he's talking about even Yom Kippur. Because according to Halachas Katanas, he's still considered fasting. So maybe you don't have to kick yourself so hard. I'm not saying you should. We don't really follow the Shita. So maybe you should kick yourself hard. I don't know. But but what I mean to say is it was like a chatzi nechama for those people that sometimes make a mistake on the fast day and then they're just in the middle and then they just forget for a second and they go over to the water. There's a pair of people like say naturally go to the water fountain sometimes. And the Divrei Yosef says, So that's another interesting approach here. But Lemaisa, if you look like Rabbi Harari said yesterday, is what the Machane Chaim says. The Machan Achayim, there's two parts to the Machan Achayim. He's not into this at all. He's not into this at all. He says, first of all, he says two things. He says that water is not just like, you see, according to the, we'll see, they point out, according to the Halachas Ketanos, if somebody has to drink on Yom Kippur, you should preferably give them water, because it could be that's not real shtia, instead of giving them milk or juice. So his sheet is no. That it's all the same. Page 20. Sof Dovar, on the left side. Sof Dovar, HaKol Nishma. And so, Kim Yirah. Sof Dovar, HaKol Nishma, She'en L'chalek V'mayim V'chol V'yayim. V'machol V'mesukim Tzorich L'echem Mehem, Lo Yomer HaBal, Hora L'haktim Mayim. In other words, if a person's allowed to drink and he needs the drink, you shouldn't say, oh, it's preferable to have water. And then the other thing he says is what Rabbi Harari was saying, that that Yom Kippur is a din of Yisuvei Daita. So if it's here on page 19, the paragraph Omnam. If you go further down, first word on the line is Melach. In case came the Maim Einam as Beim Klal, a field of Fisha, Lodai Shalom Sadi Alev, Elohav, a field of Klal, Mili Designi, Lufisha, and he came a stabber, the Lochai of Lokars, Yom Kippur. Came the Yom Kippur, Yusuvi Daitatal, Sarko Service. He says, according to you, if a person drinks on Yom Kippur, bemazed, he wouldn't be chayv korah, he wouldn't be posel edus. He says it can't be. So maybe in a chanami, he's not posel edus because. And then he goes on and says this idea. By Erevin, the Erevin's different, like the Minchas Alaza says. But he says that Achvadai, bottom of page 20. Achvadai, the Shir Revius Maim, Yifal Yisuve Daita. But he says it is Yisuve Daita. Shalayel the Nefesh Inui. Hakam the Losovan, even though there's no Sviya, because you can leave him to Sovan, Koparim Inui Nefesh Leika. He says, it's not Inu, you're not considered Mu'una anymore. You drink the water. So the Machan Achaim is known as the Hungarian Reb Chaim. Because he has like Lamdusha Svaris, you know, and Lamdusha Chilukim. So he's one of the people that the Reb Chaim Sofer, that the Hungarian Reb Chaim. Well, he's from, I don't know if he's from the Kavitz Chaim Mishpacha, but take a look. And that's what he says. And then the Tiferes Yisrael, on page 22, on the bottom, he also says, he quotes the, in the Yachid of Boaz, he quotes the Halachas Ketanos, and he says, Mafir Nelodin Ashka Ketana Lemin Kaptur Rach Bahanach. The Mishnah says only things that are not roi l'shtiyah are potter. So you don't see that they said water. They could have said much bigger chiddush. So he says, Shmami no choshering l'shtiyah, avdol ozay tuva chayiv ala. And that's normative. That's the normative. I was discussing at a chassid with Rav Getzel Berkowitz. He didn't think with me so much on the... the halachas ketanus. He thought, others poskim disagree, so we don't follow the halachas ketanus. But it's an interesting, it's interesting. Something to think about. This, it's a new gang in, think about it. You know, but mice, you know, might be too big of a chiddush to swallow. You know, but I don't know. Think about it. You should speak to a scientist also. You know, to see you know the nutritionist and the thing to see to discuss the this tshuva of the halachas katanis. Okay, okay. So Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow I'll give you the next packet. We have a lot of interesting good packets coming. I even picked up today packet Tezvah. And